Kia ora. Welcome to the Arise Church podcast. For more details, you can find us at arisechurch.com. But right now, we're going to hear from our senior leader, Ben Kendrew. We hope you enjoy today's message.
And as we come to this miracle moment, our annual offering for 2025, I felt this phrase from the Holy Spirit drop into my heart in preparation for today. And the phrase is that together we step. Together we step. It was beautiful to hear from every location what God has been doing, what His hand is upon, where He is breathing, and that we are in this together. It's beautiful to recognize that not only just with the people you're sitting alongside in your location today, but actually with people in a town or city you may have never been to, we are in this together. And as we come to this moment, together we step, a step of faith. We're one church in many locations. You might hear us say that many times. You might see that emblazoned on a website, but it's more than just a catchphrase. It means something. It means that we're united. It means that we are a family, a whānau, a community of faith that is actually gathering right now in this very moment in 10 locations across New Zealand. And there's something significant about that. I'm sure many will know Psalm 133, but I want to read this declaration and promise from the Psalms about what happens when people are united. It says this: how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Turn to your neighbor with a big smile, say together, together. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It's like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down onto the collar of his robe. It's as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows His blessing, even life forevermore. The promise of our God, the declaration of Scripture, is that where He finds people unified under His name, the name of Jesus Christ, God bestows, commands blessing. Who's grateful for that today? Together in unity, we can make a greater impact. That's what I love about that video. That's what I love about the privilege that Amy and I have to serve and build with leaders, pastors, and this phenomenal church family across the country, as we get to see and hear daily, weekly, the stories of what God is doing in the city of Whangarei in the far north, maybe in the city in this brand new building in Palmerston North, in a community gathered right now in Masterton where there are no staff for Arise Church, but a faithful community saying, we are here to give God glory and to reach the lost. We hear these stories and recognize that together we make a greater impact. We can be part of a miracle. And so this offering means that each and every person, every family, every campus, we get to be part of a miracle for people we might not ever get to say hello to in person, but we know that God is moving. Today, we sow a spiritual seed. Today, we both receive and give. You recognize that? That every campus can be blessed and benefit by the strength of us being a community, a body, a family around New Zealand. In fact, when we think about the journey of Arise Church, 23 years old this November, we recognize every campus, every single location that we are gathered in today has been the recipient of resource and giving and seed sown by generation before us. Can we thank God for what He's already done over the journey of Arise? There are things that a standalone church of our size in every campus in a town, maybe like Palmerston North or in a region like Selwyn, we wouldn't be able to achieve. But because we're together, because we're unified, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what the Lord has done. There are things that can accelerate now in every town, in every campus, in every location, including our longest running church family here in Wellington, in cities like Christchurch and Hamilton. Things can now accelerate because of who we are together. every campus, every family, every person who's a part of this church. We each do our part, and together we step. We're taking a step of faith. If you've been in church over the last couple of Sundays, or maybe even just around this year, you'll know that our theme, our declaration, our promise from Scripture this year is found in the book of Haggai, a prophet called by God to stir Zerubbabel, the leader, the governor, Jeshua, the priest, and all of God's people to be strong and get to work. Let me read a couple of verses that we've heard many times. Haggai chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. It says this, "Now the Lord says, be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Jeshua. Be strong, all you people left in the land. Now get to work. For I am with you, says the Lord. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised when you came out of Egypt. Do not be afraid." We're responding to a call from God. Amen? To be strong and know that He is with us. And if He is with us, we're going to get to work. And it stirred in me over these last few weeks, the same theme, the same language that the Bible uses when God prompts Joshua and the Israelite people to be strong. In fact, He uses that exact same phrase, "Joshua, be strong and very courageous. I am with you. I will not leave you." And like He says to Haggai, get to work, He calls Joshua and the people to take a step. Let me read from Joshua chapter 3. See if you can sense the theme, the spirit, the word for us today. "Now the Jordan is still at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who were carrying the ark reached the Jordan River and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. Piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan, while the water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. And so the people crossed over opposite Jericho, and the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground while all of Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground." Now get to work. Now take a step. Together we step. We see the similarities in the journey for Joshua and the Israelites. If you know the narrative of the story, you know that before they took these steps into the floodwaters of the Jordan, God had called them to consecrate yourselves, to pull away, to prepare your heart, to be right before God, or as we talked about last week, to lay a foundation, to be a people of prayer, amen? To be a house of worship that loves to glorify our King, to live a life of service, to have faith and be filled with joy, to lay a foundation, to consecrate yourselves. But once again, we find in Scripture that when God calls people to prepare, to lay a foundation, dedicate a foundation, He doesn't then just say, "Well done, your work is finished." He says, "Now get to work. Now take a step." And here we find that Joshua, the Israelites, full of faith, were willing to take a step. I believe that's where we find ourselves as a church whānau from Whangarei to Dunedin and every campus in between, right here, right now. Will we respond to what God is doing? Will we take our step? Will you, as a member of this church community, say, "Yes, together we step"? It's time to build. That means it's time to take action. That means it's time to respond to our God. That means it's time that we don't say, "Oh, hopefully someone in Hamilton will cover the costs of Dunedin. Hopefully someone in Christchurch will sort out a building." No, what God is saying to us is, will you together, take a step? Here's three things I find about these steps that the Israelites took in this moment, this miracle moment, when they entered into the promised land that God had declared was their possession for generations before. I believe that we are about to experience in every campus of Arise a move of God that He has promised generations before, but we get to be the ones to take a step and experience it. Here's what happened. They stepped in before the conditions were perfect. They stepped in obedience to God. And they stepped and it made an impact for the generations to come. They stepped in before the conditions were perfect. This has been the great work that God has done in my heart and in my spirit over these last 8-9 months that I shared some of that testimony last week. You see, the Jordan was still in flood. The Bible makes it abundantly clear. At this time of year, the river was at its fullest. It is not the natural time to cross the Jordan River near to Jericho. And this time, the Israelite people didn't have this great leader, Moses, holding up his arms and his staff and watching the Red Sea part so they could begin their journey on dry ground. That's what happened a generation before. But in this instance, God was waiting for Joshua, the priests, the people to take a step. The conditions were not perfect. The circumstances were not optimal. Their ducks were not in a row. That's what I needed the Spirit to show me in this situation, because I realized for some of the things that God has been calling Arise to do, I've been waiting for our ducks to be in a row. You know that phrase, get everything in order, everything ready, and then we'll press go on a service in the city of Wellington, or then we'll get a building somewhere like Palmerston North, or then we'll increase our reach in Arise Care. But I felt the Spirit prompting me first, be strong, Ben, be courageous, Ben. It's time to take a step. Time to take a step even before the conditions were perfect. You realize here that the priests were carrying the ark, the symbol, the presence of God. The priests took those steps into the floodwaters. But what's important for you and I to remember, as a church on the other side of the empty cross and the empty tomb, a new covenant, New Testament church, is that Peter says each and every one of us are a royal priesthood. So I need you to be encouraged today and stirred today. You don't wait only for your campus pastor or for Amy and I to take a step of faith. God is saying, hey, royal priesthood called Arise Church New Zealand, will you take a step on behalf of your city, on behalf of this nation, and for the generations to come? And when they stepped into the floodwaters, the Bible says that the water began piling up a great distance away. You do a little bit of study, you find out a little bit of the geography, and you realize it literally was miles away where the water had already stopped flowing. But God orchestrated this miracle to only happen when the priest's feet touched the waters. I believe God is preparing a miracle for Arise Church. I believe he has freedom for the captives in our nation. I believe he has the good news that can transform Aotearoa New Zealand. And he is looking for a people, a priesthood, who will step into the floodwaters and say, I believe that God is preparing a way. Amen. Is there anyone in any campus today willing to take a step? Secondly, they stepped in obedience to God. Joshua was always attentive to the Lord's leading. Joshua 1, Joshua 2, he was receptive when God said, go, be bold. He was receptive and attentive when God said, pause, Joshua, consecrate, spend time at the altar. After they crossed this Jordan River, he pulls them away again and says, I got to do some work about your past, roll away the reproach of Egypt, and they stop again. But then when God says, walk around the walls of Jericho, Joshua says, we're going to walk. When he says, be silent, they're silent. When he says, shout, they shout. Joshua and the people stepped in obedience to God. I need you to know, church, this is not just some good ideas, a little bit of strategic planning to think about a Palmerston North debt, the building debt, or Arise Care, or a kids program in Kapiti. This is saying, God, what are you doing? Where are you moving? Where would you have us take a step? And it's been right in the last 2 years for us to pause, to consecrate, to relay the foundation. And now it's right for us to step. We will step in obedience to God. Amen? And thirdly, they stepped and it made an impact for the generations to come. Here's what it says in the next chapter of Joshua. After they had been so bold as to enter the floodwaters, watch God make a way and walk through on dry ground. Before they came out, Joshua asked the priests to take some big stones out of the Jordan riverbed and into the promised land. It says this, they serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, what do these stones mean? Tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones, this moment, is to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. I believe today we are standing in a moment where we carry a stone into the new promised land so we can tell our children, so you can tell your grandchildren, we were part of a miracle unfolding up and down Aotearoa. We trusted God. We obeyed. We carried our stone, literally something of weight, significance, something that cost them a moment of sacrifice. We brought it to our offering in 2025. We trusted God. We were courageous. We obeyed. And look at what the Lord did. Look at what the Lord has done. Amy and I spent some time with our kids this week. 14, 12, and 9, just to share what we were believing for in the offering. They've been in the services, they've seen the booklets on the dinner table, and we asked for them to consider, pray, take a few days this week, ask God, what would you have me do? And yesterday they're sharing with us their contribution, and as a father, your heart is just so full. But I realized they get to say, in 10 years' time, we were part of the miracle of a permanent venue for every location. My children get to tell their next generation, we were part of the miracle that made way for the Spirit of God to flood Aotearoa, New Zealand. The miracle that was the offering 2025. We were there for that moment. For the generations to come, together we step. Why doesn't the worship team in every location join me? This is what we're part of, church. This is our opportunity. This is our moment. We are indeed witnessing God move in powerful ways up and down this country. And He is calling us. Would you respond? It's time to build. Arise, church. This faithful, dedicated, fervent, passionate group of Jesus followers dotted around this nation. Would you be willing to pick up your tools? Would you be willing to build? And so together we step. Through this offering, we are taking a step. It is into some unknown floodwaters, but I believe we're doing so unified. We're doing so heeding God's call. We're doing so with courage and boldness because like He promised Zerubbabel, like He promised Joshua, like He promised, Jesus promised when He was here on earth, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you, my hand is with you, would you take a step? It's time to build. The Palmerston North building is a miracle unfolding before our eyes and we are sowing a seed that miracle could happen. In the other 5 locations where today we hired a venue, set up and packed down and have to get out tonight. We believe that we are sowing a seed of faith today. Arise Care is already making a genuine kingdom impact. But today we take a step to empower that impact to increase. That every vulnerable person, every hurting person in New Zealand would know that there is a God in heaven who loves them, has a plan for their life, and there is a church, His people, willing to display His love. And today, across this great nation, where God is doing a great thing, we unite together for Him to move on the Kapiti Coast, for Him to move in Hamilton, for Him to move in the Selwyn District, in Christchurch, in Dunedin, Whangarei, Palmerston North, and in the city of Wellington and the Hutt Valley, and Porirua and Masterton. We unite to see God's power released. Together, we step. In every location, could you stand with me? In a moment, I'm going to be handing the campuses back to your campus pastors who are going to lead you through this miracle moment, this powerful, unified, faith-filled declaration that together we step. This year I felt very strongly that we would have a moment again in this service where the church can come forward and put your pledge card into baskets, into receptacles in every location, and the team will help you understand the logistics of how we're going to do that. But I felt that the Lord was saying, actually, Ben, would you do something maybe we haven't done since before the pandemic? Would you do something bold and courageous? Would you say that together we literally step? So what we're going to do is in a moment, I'm going to invite Amy to join me, and we want to pray for our church unified across the country. Then we'll release every campus, and I'll lead us here. Our campus pastors will clarify what's going to happen. We're going to sing a powerful song of worship that this is indeed a house of miracles. And then we're going to take a step together. Amen. Right across the country, can you close your eyes? Amy, can you join me? We're going to pray together. A unified moment, and then together we stand.
Why don't you lift your hands to God? Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we just thank you right now for the plan that you have for this nation, for New Zealand. We thank you that you have chosen each one of us to be a part of that plan for such a time as this. And today we choose to partner with you to advance your kingdom, that together in unity we would step. We declare and we decree that this would be a miracle day and the start of a miracle season over Arise Church. Right now we break every stronghold, every curse, every lie, and every weapon that has stood against this church. And we declare that this would be a season of breakthrough, of favor, and of blessing, that a revival is indeed here. And we thank you that you give seed to the sower. And as we sow that seed today, we would see shoots of life spring up over every campus, over every city, and across this nation. We thank you for the generosity of this church family. Would you multiply and would you use what is in our hand? Lord, not for our glory, but all for your glory and for the advancing of your kingdom and the building of your church. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
We agree together in unity. We thank you for what you're doing across our nation, God. We thank you that we are one, Lord, united in faith, with various stories and backgrounds and our different expressions and our different campuses. But God, together in unity, we ask that you would bless this church, and God, that you would use what we contribute today for your glory and your glory alone. God, that the lost would indeed be saved, that the saved would indeed be made disciples of Jesus. The disciples would be equipped and sent out to reach the lost for your glory. We ask this in your name, and together we say, amen.
Thank you for joining us for the Arise Church podcast. We hope this message has blessed you. For more content or resources, visit arisechurch.com. Matiwa, see you soon.